Today is Thursday, the 12th of October, 2017, and this is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's been a little while since I've recorded, and I wanted to go ahead and record an episode for you guys and let you know what's going on. You did get an episode. For some reason, I recorded an episode, and I didn't actually post it. And so I wanted to post that. And so I posted that. And so you got that on Tuesday. And this microphone, so I'm recording in the car. So I apologize if the audio is not good. I can't really tell that this microphone, when I'm using a professional mic, I'm on a Zoom H4 or something like that. And when I record using a professional microphone, because I tested that out, it sounds pretty good. But when I record using the inbuilt microphones, it sounds really weird, at least when I'm listening while I'm recording. And so I don't know what this is going to sound like when it actually comes out. But I wanted to just test this out, because if it works okay, I'm going to actually put a mount in the car so that I can record when I'm driving sometimes. So you're going to hear some car sounds, and my apologies for that, but you're going to hear some car sounds, and my car is not the quietest of cars, so maybe if I'm going to record in the car, I should invest in a new car. So maybe I should get an SUV with soundproofing. I don't think they make SUVs with soundproofing, but I mean, you know, well, actually, no, that's not true. There are cars out there that I've heard of, cars where they say, you know, you can't hear road noise. So the car has somehow been, you know, soundproofed so that you don't hear engine noise and car and road noise and stuff like that. So maybe that is something that you can do. All right, so actually, I haven't listened to that other episode. I don't know where we were. I don't know where we were in the story. I think I was telling you guys, I think it was all the way back to Disney. And so I'm just going to briefly recap Disney and then briefly recap everything that's gone on since then, because I'm getting so far behind in the updates for you guys that I don't want to, you know, I don't want to drag that out. So, you know, apologies if you wanted, you know, really in-depth reviews of what I did. But so in Disney, basically, we had gone to St. Louis for a haircut. We had gotten a really cheapo airline. And basically, we did that because, A, we wanted to save money, and B, we were going to be in St. Louis, and this particular airline flies out of St. Louis. And it's called, every time I want to remember the name of this stupid airline, I can't remember it, but gosh, it's called Frontier, that's what it's called. It's green, it's got a green logo, and I don't know, it kind of looks like a Starbucks logo or something like that. But anyway, so we got fairly cheap tickets to Orlando. Well, apparently there's a reason for that, because the plane was supposed to leave at like 7:30 in the evening on a Saturday and arrive in Orlando around midnight, so we would get to the hotel, have plenty of time to sleep, and then get up and go to Disney the next day. And I really wanted to go to whichever park had Avatar, because I've been to Disney several times. I've been to all of the parks. I wouldn't say I'm pot as my co-pilot level, you know, like I haven't been so many times. I don't have season passes and all that kind of stuff, but I've been lots of times, and so I really wanted to go, you know, for something new. But they were delayed, and this was not just a little delay. This was a really big, huge delay. So they were delayed by 5 hours, at least 5 hours, actually, because, let's see, it was supposed to take off about 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30. Yeah, it didn't take off until around 1 a.m. And the other thing is, this airport, I thought St. Louis Airport would be large because, you know, that's a fairly big city. And at least you think of it as being a big city when, you know, when, where I'm from, you think of St. Louis being a big city. I don't know if it, you know, it's, I don't know the, I should Google, but I'm driving right now, but I should Google the population of St. Louis. Because apparently it's not as big a city as what I thought. But anyway, so I would have thought it would have been a bigger airport, but no. Basically, the airport closes down around 7 or 8 p.m., meaning all of the restaurants close, all of the gift shops close. You can't even get coffee or like a bottled drink because everything closes. And the only thing they gave us at that time because of the delay was they gave us a meal voucher. So we go in, and basically we had to rush around and find one place that was still open, which was Chili's. And we had had a late lunch, so we weren't even hungry yet. We weren't planning to eat dinner until probably around 10 o'clock, you know, 9:30 or 10 o'clock. And in a normal airport, that wouldn't be a problem, or at least a normal larger airport. You could at least get fast food or something like that because we had had lunch so late. And no, everything was closing, so we went around and they said, no, you need to eat now. And this was like 7, 7:30. So we had Chili's, the service was horrible, the food was not good. I've never gotten this molten cake that I get at Chili's sometimes and had it be bad. You know, I mean, it's not, you know, Michelin star quality dessert or anything like that, but it's a scoop of ice cream over a piece of cake. Basically, that's what a molten cake is at Chili's. The ice cream was freezer burned, like it had been thawed and frozen and thawed and frozen a million times. It was so hard. It was like had chunks of ice in it. It was horrible. And the cake was dry. It was just horrible. And so then we proceeded to wait, and then we took off. And bottom line is we got to the hotel around 7 in the morning. And we had to sleep. And so what we did is we checked in and we went right to sleep immediately. And we decided, okay, I had emailed Taylor from Pod as my co-pilot, and he basically said, hey, what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to just go to Magic Kingdom, because Magic Kingdom is open until 11 p.m. on the day that we were there, which was Sunday. And he said that you're going to get the most bang for your buck if you do that. So we slept until like noon. We had lunch at the hotel and we got our ticket. And, you know, there, I didn't get to do Avatar because Avatar was at Animal Kingdom, but Animal Kingdom was only open until 9, and so we felt like, you know, we wouldn't get, it's $100 or more per ticket for each of these parks. And so we felt like we weren't going to get our value for our money if we did that. And so we did Magic Kingdom, but the other problem with that was that the Fast Pass system that they have, which is really cool. I mean, if you have the app on your phone, you go in, you can select 3 different rides, and you can do a Fast Pass for it. And you select what time you're interested in, and then it'll notify you when it's time to go. All of the good rides were out of Fast Passes by the time we woke up. So we should have planned that better. We should have woken up around, I don't know, 8. I don't know when you can start doing the Fast Passes. I don't know if it, like, the park has to be open, or I'm not really sure, but we should have woken up, done the Fast Passes, and then gone back to sleep, you know, but we didn't do that. So basically, we spent the whole day waiting in line for rides that are not that great, because the rides at Magic Kingdom are not wonderful, and in my opinion, and there's maybe one or two that are passable, like Space Mountain. We didn't get to ride Space Mountain because the line all day long was 2 hours for that ride. And it was a holiday weekend and everything, so, you know, I mean, you can expect that. So it was just poor planning, and I'm not good at planning anyway, and so, you know, I just didn't plan that out well. Well, so we did that, but the end of the evening, Mark has never seen the fireworks, and we've been to Disney 2 or 3 times together, and it's either been too windy, or it's been raining, or we've had to leave, or something like that. So I thought at least we can see the fireworks. So we got a fairly good spot. It was so full. It was so full in Magic Kingdom this day because it was the day before, I want to say, Labor Day. And so the fireworks. Now, I don't know that I've ever been close to the castle for the fireworks before. And what I realized is they do this projection thing onto the castle. It was amazing. They transform the castle into all of these different styles of castle just by projecting lights on it, basically. And they do project video on it of their movies, of their animated movies and stuff like that. Anyway, it was amazing. It was really, really good. And so we watched that, and that was great. And that was good. I mean, it was a good trip. I mean, it was only a day. Monday, we basically hunted Pokemon a little bit and got to the airport. We used the pool at the hotel, and, you know, that was about it. So we came back, and that was our trip for my birthday. So basically, this month has been death month, or September was basically death month. September, October, anyway. So, you know, basically came back from vacation, and I didn't mention I went to Washington to see my grandparents the day after we got back from Florida, and I was there for a week. Not much to mention there. We did go to Canada for a couple of days, to Victoria, Canada, my parents and I, and that was fun. We stayed in a nice hotel, and, you know, we went to the museum, and we did some restaurants, and we walked around the town and just, you know, did some touristy things and kind of relaxed and hung out, and it was fun. But seeing my grandparents is not that fun anymore, because my grandfather has full-blown Alzheimer's, and he's, you know, I mean, you can talk to him, but he doesn't remember anything. He remembers old stuff, so you can have conversation about stuff that happened 20 years ago, but he doesn't remember, you know, from minute to minute. So he doesn't remember. Even if you try to have a conversation, he's going to forget what you were talking about. Or so it's very, you know, you say one or two words to him, he says one or two words back, you know, stuff like that. He does remember us, which is great. But, and then my grandmother, so they live in an assisted living facility, but my grandfather had to be moved. They have a special memory care unit, and my grandfather had to be moved to that. And my grandmother still lives in the apartment. And, but they've recently diagnosed her with Alzheimer's as well. And she has gone downhill really, really fast. So now, in the past 8 months, I would say, she has gone from us just maybe noticing a little bit that she was getting a little forgetful to she can't remember something that happened 2 or 3 minutes ago. She'll eat lunch and then go back to her room. And by the time she gets back to her room, if you ask her what she had for lunch, she doesn't remember what she had for lunch. She'll call you and then not remember she was the one that called. And so when you hang up, she'll say, "Oh, I'm so glad you called me. I talked to her a couple of weeks after I was there visiting, and she didn't remember that I had visited. And she was like, oh, you need to visit sometime." So, you know, so that gets kind of sad. And I did stay in a hotel, which is very expensive. I like it because it gives me my freedom. You know, I can do whatever I want. I don't have to go to bed at a certain time, you know, all those kinds of things. Plus, I have the hotel pool and the gym and all that I can use. So that's nice, but it's a big expense to have to stay in a hotel when you're not really going on vacation. I mean, this is, you know, just seeing family, but they don't have a house anymore. And I can't stay. There's not enough room for me to stay in her apartment. Plus, I don't know, nursing homes are kind of depressing and smelly and, you know, I don't know. So anyway, so I did that, came back, and then the rest of September, about the third week in September, I get a text message from my mom that my 93-year-old grandmother is having to be taken to the hospital, and she's being flown to Springfield, Missouri. And apparently she had fallen, and my grandmother has, you know, she has had all these mini strokes. But they've affected her, but it's not like a regular stroke that, like, you're, you know, one side of your face is paralyzed or you can't talk or anything like that. These are mini strokes. So they build up over time, but you don't necessarily notice after each one. You know, she may get a little weaker or, you know, something like that. Well, she was very, very weak, couldn't move around, couldn't, you know, get up, whatever. And I'm not sure exactly what the symptoms were, but basically they decided they had to take her to the emergency room here, here in Rogers. And they took her to the emergency room. And then based on that, they decided that they could not care for her because they didn't have a neurologist and they needed a neurologist to look at her. So they flew her to Springfield. Well, basically what they said was they think she had had a stroke, but they basically, you know, there was nothing they could do. Because she was 93 and they couldn't do any surgery, there was a lot of damage to her brain and they couldn't do anything. And that, you know, she has basically said before, because of her age and everything, she's like, I'm ready to die when it's my time. I don't want you to put me on any kind of life support. I don't want you to, you know, put feeding tubes in. I don't want you to do any of that. Nothing like that. So they basically told my mom, you know, the only thing you can really do is put her in hospice to keep her comfortable. You know, we think it's her time. She may last a few weeks, you know, a month, something like that. But, you know, there's really nothing we can do. We think that time has come. So I got to talk to her on the phone. A couple of days later, they brought her back down here to put her in a hospice. Mark and I saw her a day or two. And then, you know, a few days later, she passed away. So, you know, and the hospice was super nice. They were really friendly. They were great to her. You know, they were great to all of us. They provided food for the family. You know, they were very personable and everything. So that was a good experience. And we knew that my grandmother was going to pass away at some point, you know, in the near future, at least in the next couple of years because of her age. And I think we had all been kind of preparing ourselves, but it's still sad. I mean, I miss her because, you know, she lived with my parents for years and I would see her, and then she lived in an assisted living for the past 6 months and I would see her fairly often. So that, you know, that's going to be difficult. But then 2 days later, so I played my trumpet at her funeral. That went well. I was nervous. I don't know. I mean, even if I'm just playing for family, I get so nervous. This is the reason that I did not pick trumpet for a career, because I cannot play by myself. I can't do like a solo without getting so nervous that my mouth gets dry. Like I need drugs or something, because my mouth gets dry, which is very bad for playing an instrument. My lips get extra tired for some reason, even if I haven't played at all. Like my muscles start to ache in my lips just because of nerves, and that really impacts your playing. I get short of breath, you know, all this stuff. And so, you know, my mom, I was hoping my mom wouldn't ask me, but I figured she would, because everyone always wants me to play my trumpet for stuff. And we're a musical family, so normally, you know, my aunts and uncles will sing, my cousins will sing, I'll sing or play my trumpet, you know, when we have special events, weddings, funerals, reunions, whatever. And so, of course, my mom turns around to me, we're having dinner, and I had gone over and cooked for my mom and my aunts and my uncles the night that my grandmother passed away. I cooked dinner for all my aunts and uncles so that, you know, just to help them out, and, you know. And she asked me to play, and I was like, oh. I was like, anything you want me to do, Mom. So anyway, I did pick something very easy. I picked Amazing Grace. I didn't even need any music. I just played it by ear, and it went well. It was a graveside service, so I was playing outside, and I stood next to the grave and played Amazing Grace, and it went really well. Well, 2 days later, my grandmother's sister, who was only 82, I think, she passed away as well. So then, you know, now we're going to visitation, seeing that family. It's only been 2 days since my grandmother's funeral, or 3 days since my grandmother's funeral. So anyway, funeral month. Well, I'll talk more about that on the next episode, but for more information and more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can find all the other LGBT and LGBT shows on Pride 48 at pride48.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can call me, 229-234-7000. 7587. And I will see you guys next time. Talk to you later, everyone. Bye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.